This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody 2 weeks ago. But the White House warns reducing immunity for officers is a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching, quote, final edits she hoped could be made public in, quote, the coming days. George Floyd's brother told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday he doesn't want his brother's death to be in vain. Philanese Floyd testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee, asking members to make the necessary change so law enforcement can be the solution, not the problem. Floyd's death in police custody in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, has ignited a surge of anti-racism activism in the United States, as well as discussion on potential police reform and accountability. Protests are expected to continue Wednesday from the West Coast city of Seattle to the southeastern city of Atlanta. The Floyd family is scheduled to lead a march on Washington August 28th, according to the Reverend Al Sharpton. The march will mark the 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 I Have a Dream speech. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to Parliament Wednesday to implement changes suggested from a report on the treatment of minorities in the criminal justice system. The 2017 report said Black, Asian, and minority ethnic individuals were more likely to go to prison for certain crimes and outlined guidelines to reverse any racial bias. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer asked the Prime Minister about the report during questioning, saying community leaders are urging Johnson to implement the results. Johnson said he supports the aims of the Black Lives Matter movement. He also said the government has already implemented some of the organization's key recommendations. From Washington, this is VOA News.